TED Audio Collective. This TED Talk features director and playwright Adong Judith, recorded live at TED Global 2017.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
You're growing a business, and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate, no coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Hey, everyone. It's Adam Grant. I host a podcast called Rethinking, about the science of what makes us tick. This season, we're talking about navigating young adulthood with clinical psychologist Meg Jay.
If I had to pick one word that I hear from 20-somethings more than any other word in terms of where the struggles come from, it's uncertainty. And so I think just the uncertainty involved in how do you make those big life decisions? How do you take control of your life?
Find and follow Rethinking with Adam Grant wherever you're listening.
I'm a writer, director who tells social change stories because I believe stories touch and move us. Stories humanize and teach us to empathize. Stories change us. When I write and direct plays, I'm amplifying voices of disadvantaged groups. I'm fighting the self-censorship that has kept many Ugandan artists away from socio-political theater since the persecution of artists by former Ugandan president Idi Amin. And most importantly, I am breaking the silence and provoking meaningful conversations on taboo issues where often silence is golden is the rule of thumb. Conversations are important because they inform and challenge our minds to think, and change starts with thinking. One of my struggles with activism is it's often one-sided nature that blinds us to alternative view, that numbs our empathy, that makes us view those who see issues differently as ignorant, self-hating, brainwashed, sellout, or plain stupid. I believe no one is ignorant. We are all experts, only in different fields. And this is why, for me, the saying, stay in your truth, is misleading. Because if you're staying in your truth, isn't it logical that the person you believe is wrong is also staying in their truth? So what you have is two extremes that shut out all possible avenues of conversations. I create provocative theater and film to touch, humanize, and move disagreeing parties to the conversation table to bridge misunderstandings. I know that listening to one another will not magically solve all problems, but it will give a chance to create avenues to start to work together to solve many of humanity's problems. With my first play, Silent Voices, based on interviews with victims of the Northern Uganda War between the government and Joseph Kony's LRA rebel group, I brought together victims, political leaders, religious leaders, cultural leaders, Amnesty Commission, and transitional justice leadership for critical conversations on issues of justice for war crime victims, the first of its kind in the history of Uganda. And so many powerful things happen that I can't even cover them all right now. Victims were given the opportunity to sit at the table with Amnesty Commission leadership, and they expressed the big injustice they suffered when the commission ignored them and instead facilitated the resettlement of the war perpetrators. An Amnesty Commission acknowledged the victims' pain and explained the thinking behind their flawed approaches. But one of the things that has stayed with me is when, during my Northern Uganda tour of the play, a man approached me and introduced himself as a former rebel soldier of Joseph Kony. He told me that he didn't want me to leave feeling disappointed due to some of what I considered inappropriate laughter. He explained that his was a laughter of embarrassment and a recognition of his own embarrassment. He saw himself in the actors on stage and saw the meaninglessness of his past actions. So I say, share your truth. Listen to one another's truth. You will discover a more powerfully uniting truth in the middle ground. When I lived in the USA, many of my American friends would be shocked at my ignorance at fancy Western dishes like lasagna, for instance. And my question to them would be, well, do you know malakwang? And then I would tell them about malakwang, a fancy vegetable dish from my culture. And they would tell me about lasagna, and we would live richer and fuller individuals. Therefore, share your recipe truth. It makes for a better meal. Thank you.
For more TED Talks, go to TED.com.